Anthropology question 2. What role does anthropology play in counseling theory and practice? My response. Anthropology has massive implications regarding the theory and practice of counseling. The last response stated that man is radically corrupt, not good. The claim that man is good derives from psychological counseling that gets its foundation of man from theories of evolution. Secular and Christian counseling that includes psychological practices includes heretical views of man. If man is good, as Maslow has stated, then he will be counseled through his self-esteem and self-actualization. If man is not to blame, as Freud has indicated, then he will dig into his superego and rid himself of falsehood. If man is able to be questioned to where he can figure himself out, as the Rogerian method states, then he will eventually discover what he needs to do to feel right. The enormous problem with all of these counseling methods is that they substitute God for man. The problem with Maslow's view is that man's needs are not what need to be top priority. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ stated, quote, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you," end quote, Matthew 6, verse 33. The, quote, "these things," end quote, was in the context of calming people over anxiety and common needs. The Son of God didn't say to seek ourselves to find peace, but to seek God and, quote, his righteousness, end quote. Freud would state that our over-socialized superego provides a false sense of guilt, and the counselee needs to defeat the superego by taking a stand with the id. This wrong view of man leads to a wrong view of guilt and leads to no need for repentance. But repentance from a broken spirit over one's own sinfulness is the only acceptable condition of change God will accept. Luke 13:3, verse 5. And Psalm 51, verse 17. Rogerian counselors will question a person until they autonomously choose their needs. This wrong view of man encourages man to become his own authority and to decide his own morals. If man is little more than an evolved ape, then we have no absolute authority from God. We live by relative authority and are able to decide what we believe is correct. This is why the psychological fields have over 250 different viewpoints on psychology. They each believe they are right and they cannot agree. Rather than humbly submit to the one who has all authority and has given us his absolute morality, they create their own standards to suit themselves and elevate their practice. This is a horrid rejection of God. To make matters worse, it doesn't truly help man. Man's greatest problem is that he's a guilty sinner before God. Taking God and His Word out of the focus of counseling removes man's need to repent, believe in the gospel, and become sanctified. The Holy Spirit counsels and instructs believers, quote, "for good works," end quote, Ephesians 2, verse 10. Counseling where God or man is misrepresented allows a counselee to remain in his sins or exchange them for sins and idols that make him happier. This type of counseling may make someone more comfortable, but it forfeits his soul. Matthew 16, verse 26. Thus, anthropology has an enormous effect on counseling. If man believes that he is good and simply needs to change or stop his bad behaviors, he hasn't met God's requirements. God requires that we, quote, "lay aside the old self and put on the new self in the likeness of God," end quote, which can only be done through him. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 29. How will man, quote, "deny himself and take up his cross daily," end quote, to follow Jesus unless he sees his need for salvation? Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Man is not the source of hope. Man does not even know himself. He has no absolutes or promises that he can keep. In contrast, counsel from God is authoritative, omniscient, and promises rest to all to come to him wearied. Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30.